Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey.
Predictions for cash hog prices today are firm in the western Corn Belt following Wednesday's upturn, while the eastern half of the region is seen mostly steady. Terminals are called steady to higher with top prices from $46 to $50. Peoria is called steady to firm today with a top price of $46. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, September 3rd, negotiated swine purchases were 10,467 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 64.50 to 72.30 to the weighted average 68.54 on a live basis. Barrels and gilts sold from 46.01 to 60.20, the weighted average 53.81. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $25,289. The base price range was $64 to $74, the weighted average $71.16. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.47 to $55.83, and the weighted average was $51.64.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Oh, we have rain coming in. Of course, that's the big story. How much the rain will benefit the crops or hurt the crops remains to be seen, and it's probably going to be determined on a location by location and perhaps crop by crop basis. First off, though, rainfall is, as has been expected for the last several days, going to be rather steady for a while, and in many cases heavy across Missouri, far eastern Iowa, Illinois, especially western and in northern Illinois, but even farther to the east and south in Illinois, probably a healthy dose of rain for most areas. Parts of northwest Indiana will get in on the heavy rain too. Now, as far as the crops go, in most places, the corn is way too far along for rain to be helpful. For soybeans, there may be some late soybeans that the rain will help fill the pods a little bit better. So in a beneficial way, if this rain had come a couple weeks prior to now, it probably would have been of much more benefit to crops than it is now. But there still could be some late crops that will benefit from some of this rain. It's certainly for crops that are not yet mature, it's not going to hurt. Now, the only exception to that is where the rain is going to be particularly heavy, and that's parts of Missouri into western Illinois and northern Illinois. I think that's where the rainfall is going to be heaviest. And in some cases, 3, 4, maybe even 5-inch amounts will occur. Average rainfall for this time of year is a little bit over 3 inches. For example, 3.22 is average for the month of September. There are some locations in the Midwest that will pick up their entire monthly average here in one day, and that's excessive. So there could be some fields where the rain will be high enough that there will be some flooding, and that could be detrimental to crops. Now, I don't look to flooding being a widespread problem across the entire Midwest, but it could affect yields in a few spots. The other thing is the rainfall will be less widespread and less heavy to the east across Ohio and eastern and parts of southern Indiana and parts of Kentucky and even probably southeast lower Michigan. Some of the crops there are behind. Some of those areas have been excessively dry for a longer period of time. So they're going to have probably some additional yield reductions due to dryness in those areas. So there's a wide variety of conditions here. Rain will help some, but not others, and some places will be helped more than others, and that's the bottom line. Now, this rain is going to move on out tomorrow. There will still be some showers in the eastern Corn Belt, but they'll be generally scattered, and then they'll push on out. Then the next system we're looking at is a front that's approaching from the northwest. It'll probably bring showers to the upper Midwest as early as Sunday, and then move across the rest of the Midwest Sunday night through Monday. Behind that, the coolest air of the season so far is coming in, and temperatures are going to run a little bit below average next week. And that means temperatures in the upper Midwest may only get up into the 60s for highs, 70s farther south and east. And overnight low temperatures in many locations will be in the 40s. And there may be some upper 30s in the far northwestern Midwest, but at this point, we are not looking at frost. So frost is not a problem as we look out on the maps the next 10 days to 2 weeks, but we are starting to see cooler weather systems head this way. Now, that could have a detrimental effect in that it will probably slow the growth rates down a bit next week. And with the crops behind schedule, if anything, we'd like to see the crops maturing at a bit faster rate. So that could have an impact as we get into late September and October. That's when we have to start really looking for the potential of frost. And if one comes a little too early here, of course, there could be problems. And as we've been saying right along this season with the crops behind in their development due to late planting and now some cooler days that we've had this summer, an early frost would be a problem. We're not forecasting an early frost yet, but that remains something that we have to keep on our radar screen as we get to late September and October. But I don't see any issues with frost before that. And quickly, I'll just to say in the tropics, we will have Hannah move up the East Coast this weekend, the way it looks. Rain will hit some of the southeastern corn and bean producing areas, but mostly it'll stay out of the growing areas. But Hannah will slow the west-east progression of weather systems, so the timing of that front for Sunday into Monday could be changed a little bit if Hannah slows down. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight we'll be in Manhattan, Illinois, up in northern Illinois, at the First Bank there in town. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock. Panelists for this particular meeting include Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. Bring your agricultural marketing questions. We'll do our very best to try to get those answered for you as we move into the harvest season. That tonight at the First Bank in Manhattan, the meeting beginning at 7. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required. Turning our attention to the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat open at $7.99 unchanged. Last trade up 4.25. December, $8.20 3/4, up 1 3/4. Last trade up 6.5. September wheat at the Board of Trade open at $7.58 3/4, up 6.5. Last trade up 9.25. December, $7.78 5, up 3 3/4. Last trade up 9.25. September corn opened at $5.47, up 0.5. Last trade down 2. December, $5.62 3/4, up 0.5. Last trade down 3/4. September beans opened at $12.51 1/4, up 1/4. Last trade down 11. November, $12.53 5, up 2. Last trade up 2.25. September soybean meal open at $3.55 40, up 2.30. Last trade down 70. September soybean oil open at $50.48 unchanged. Last trade unchanged. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, what will be in the driver's seat today, micro or macroeconomics?
Well, I think we're just going to drift lower, and that's kind of the macro side of things. This corn market's probably going to be steady to a penny lower. Breaking through that 20-day moving average earlier this week gives a target for December corn here today on a rally at 568 that everybody's going to be looking to try to sell. Corn didn't really follow wheat much when wheat rallied yesterday. It did a little on the overnight session. But this market looks like it's poised to head down into harvest on the corn. Steady to a penny lower.
Do you think that this market is poised to test the August lows?
Absolutely. We'll probably take those out in the corn.
Turn your attention to beans, please.
Soybean market, I think, could be a mixed bag today, up two to down two type of a deal. These rains that are in the Midwest and Southern Plains will help some beans. They may not help beans in the Eastern Corn Belt, but Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, all those areas could be helped some. None of these are really big soybean areas, mostly too late in the Eastern Belt. Crude and the metals are just slightly firmer this morning. I like the fact that we saw some commercial buying in the November beans. I think that could be supportive.
Is it time for meal to begin to lose to oil?
I don't know, Dave. We had a huge break in this crude oil and really drubbed the bean oil. I think the meal's going to hold rather steady. Maybe the bean oil will firm a little bit.
Saw Egypt buying some U.S. wheat last night.
Yeah, they did, and that was kind of talked about earlier in the day yesterday, but we'll be up 5 to 7 cents in the wheat. I think the commercial buying that we saw over the last 2 days reflects that they are covering that export business. We are seeing a lot of speculative short covering in the wheat market as well.
And just very quickly, calls on the livestock, please.
At the Merck, we're going to see cattle futures down a dime, maybe as much as 50 cents on continued fund long liquidation. On the hogs, down a dime, maybe just 30 cents, something like that. Big pork stocks and freezers. We got to work through that first.
Thank you much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.